Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
Scripture reading this morning comes from John 3, 1 through 17. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they're born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into the mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they're born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and you do not understand these things. Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
May we pray. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we are thankful of your presence and aware, and pray that as we live, we may be experiencing and in relationship with the God who is one in three and three in one. We ask these things in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's not only Memorial Day, it's also Trinity Sunday, the Festival of the Trinity. I want to thank Cecilia Westbrook for doing the videos for us each time we honor our veterans. I appreciate her. I ask her to do this basically for my clarification. I get these three Veterans Days confused as much as Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost sometimes. But I appreciate her clarity in letting us know just what it is and who we honor in these three days. So, Cecilia, thank you very much. I'm indebted to you for doing that. I didn't ask her to do that until just a while ago, so she's very knowledgeable about that. So I thank her for her willingness. And to put videos like this, she does, regardless how long ago she's done it, it takes extremely a lot of hard work to put these together. If you've ever done any kind of video presentation, you know that it takes a lot of time to get all of this together. So thank you, Cecilia, very much for all your hard work that you share with us to do. Yes, indeed. Nicodemus was aware of God the Father. Nicodemus knew Israel's salvation history and knew what God the Father and how God was like a father to Israel. He was aware of that, being a Pharisee, which everyone in his time wanted to be. You and I today probably do not aspire to be a Pharisee. We've heard so much negativity about the Pharisee. That would probably be the, the last person we'd want to be. There's even a book called Accidental Phariseeism, that we become a Pharisee accidentally. It's not something we intend to be. And a lot of times it's the negativity of what you and I have heard concerning Pharisees. But Pharisees were very holy people. They loved God very, very much. You know, you and I belong to a holiness movement. John Wesley was a big part of the holiness movement. If you and I had met a Pharisee back then, you and I would have probably been very attracted to them, because their understanding of holiness and God being holy other and being sacred would be something that you and I would be attracted to, because we too hold things sacred. But Nicodemus had come in contact with another person that fit into this experience of God that he just wasn't too sure about. In the Gospel of John, has Nicodemus going at night for a reason. Some believe that that's the time you went to talk to a sage or a teacher was at night. Some believe that this story has included the dark because John is trying to convey to us that Nicodemus doesn't really want people to know he's going to Jesus. Because as you will recall, there are stories in Scripture that if anyone ever acknowledged Jesus as the Messiah, they would be excommunicated out of the temple. Which means they would be kicked out of the religious community and they would be out on their own. They would be homeless, neighborless, familyless. They would just be out on their own. So some believe that Nicodemus went at night in the like a cloak that he didn't want anybody to know. There was someone else who interpreted the darkness in another way that I thought was very, very interesting. Have you ever talked to anyone in the darkness? Have you ever been sitting in a bedroom or a living room or a den, and maybe a lamp was on, or a very dim bulb was on, but there wasn't really a lot of light on, and you were sort of in the dark, talking to someone in the darkness? Some theologians speculate that it may be that Nicodemus went to talk to Jesus at night because he didn't really want to see Jesus fully as he was. It's sort of like that colonel on the movie, I always forget the name of it, A Few Good Men. Colonel, what was the colonel's name? Jessup. Colonel Jessup. You remember Colonel Jessup? Yeah. Colonel Jessup. Yes, indeed. The attorney said to Colonel Jessup, "All I want is the truth." Do you remember the movie? Do you remember now? Do you remember what I'm talking about? Cruz was in the movie. He was the attorney. He said, "All I want is the truth." Do you remember what Colonel Jessup said? "You can't stand the truth. You can't stand to hear the truth." Sometimes I wonder if you and I can stand to hear the truth when it comes to Jesus. Oh, we say we want to know the truth. In the movie The Neverending Story, there is a character from The Hunter of a Blue Buffalo who runs through these finks, who has to get through them to get to the next level, because he's hunting for a name for the princess of the world that's being destroyed by the nothing. And he has to have courage, and he has to get through a lot of things to get to this spiritual being who's going to give him the name for the princess. And when he gets past these two finks, they think that he's got it made. But there's someone in the story who says the next thing that this hunter of the blue buffalo has to do is the hardest thing of all, and that is to face himself. That sometimes when people have to face themselves, they run away screaming. Sometimes we say we want to hear the truth, but sometimes that's just words. Sometimes I don't know that we want to know the truth or to hear the truth, especially when it's about us. You and I know that old adage about the congregation who went out of the church that Sunday and said to the preacher, "That's telling them, preacher." You tell them, preacher. It's awful hard for us to hear the truth about ourselves. Jesus is trying to reveal to Nicodemus that there are some things that he says he knows that he doesn't know fully. Oh, they may know that he comes from God, but how close to God do they think Jesus is? Notice that Nicodemus doesn't call him Lord. Notice he doesn't call him Savior. Notice he calls him Rabbi, teacher. In the Gospel of John, those who call Jesus Lord, that is an indication that they know who Jesus is. Nicodemus says that if God wasn't present with Jesus, he couldn't do the signs that he does. And John doesn't use the word miracle. He uses the word signs. But does Nicodemus see beyond the signs? At the wedding, they were to see the water turned into wine. Beyond the wine, they were to see that Jesus was more than who they thought he was. That he revealed that he was the incarnate Word of God. But they didn't always see it. Nicodemus didn't always see it. You and I may not always see it. Donna, in her prayer, said that we don't always see you. And we don't always see Jesus among us. We don't always see God among us. We don't always sense the Holy Spirit among us. Sometimes we get desensitized to God. Sometimes we talk about God so much and Jesus so much and the Holy Ghost so much that they just become so common that if they ever wanted to surprise us or ever show us something that we would be surprised seeing, that we may never see it because of them being so common to us. But God, the Father, is wholly other. There's some of us who hold things like that dear. There are some churches that I have been affiliated with and honored to be affiliated with them, that whenever you walked into their sanctuary, it was other denominations too, if I've been in other churches with other denominations, that when you walked into the sanctuary, it was quiet. No one said a word. People remained quiet because that was the atmosphere that they were accustomed of experiencing, which meant be silent, be still, and know that I am God. So there are some who sense the stillness, the quietness, as a very reverent thing to be honored. Then I have been to other churches that if you were to walk in them and it was quiet and no one spoke to you, they would say that you were the coldest people on God's green earth. But if you spoke to people and you acknowledged them and you said hello, well, they actually felt the Spirit of the living God in that place. Isn't it different? Isn't it interesting how God moves in different places in different people's lives? Jesus was new on the scene. Nicodemus had never experienced God in the flesh, but he was sitting in the dark of one, whether or not he wanted to see him in his fullness or not, there he had his undivided attention. And Jesus shared with him what he needed in his life to experience the fullness of God, and that was to be born from above. But how do you get born from above? Whenever we look at people through the Scriptures, not everyone came to know Jesus the same way. How did the thief on the cross get saved? How did he get saved? What, did he have some kind of prayer ritual that he did while he was up there? Did he have some kind of formula that he had to pray? Do you remember what the thief on the cross said in order to be saved? Remember me. Did you know that there is a song in our hymnal that goes like this? Let's see. How does it go? When you come into your kingdom, remember me. How does that go? Keep singing. When you come into your kingdom, how does that start? Remember me. How does that start? Do you remember it? I know it as well as my first name. But I can't remember to save my soul.
Ooh, that one went over, did it?
Who does? Ben? What does the word say? I can't see that. I know. That's okay. That's okay. Jesus, da 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 da. La da da into your kingdom. There it is. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That's all he said. And what did Jesus say to him? This day thou shalt be with me in paradise. And that's all he had to say was those words. When Mary was in the hospital for a procedure, I said to her, I said, honey, I don't want to be your preacher. I can't do that, but I can be your husband, and I want to pray for you, which pretty well shocked her. And I put my arms around her. And this is what I prayed. Oh God, you know how much I love this woman. Amen. Do you think God heard my prayer? Do you think He heard what I said? Do you think He heard what I didn't say? See, that's the good thing about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's got our front. He's got our back. He's got to the left of us. He's got to the right of us. He's got us covered. And He wants us to know we are loved. May we pray. It is our prayer, O Lord, that when the Spirit moves, we move. It is our prayer that we would never grieve the Spirit. That when it says to love, we love. When it says to show mercy, we show mercy. When it says to forgive, we forgive. When it says to defend, we defend. Help us, O Lord, to never disgrace the name by which we are called, and that is Christian. We pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.